Hello, this is Hilary Robertson. Welcome to the latest episode of Harmonious World. For this episode, I'm joined by singer-songwriter Kira Vallela, who hails from Long Island, New York. She's influenced by a wide range of artists. She has the voice of something of a folk queen, but there is definitely an element of jazz slash pop, and I'm really looking forward to having a conversation with her. What you're listening to now is You Light Me Up, which is Kira's latest single. I hope you enjoy listening to our conversation.
Hi.
Hey. So I'm delighted to be joined on Harmonious World by singer-songwriter Kira Vallela. Hi, Kira.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Thanks, you too. Can you tell me a little bit about your background as a singer?
Sure. Yeah, I've been singing since I was really young. It was really the first thing I wanted to do as a kid. I mean, as a kid, you want to do all sorts of things, but that was the thing that really stuck with me my whole life. I went to school for music, and I've just always loved like folk sort of music and singer-songwriter sort of things. Patty Griffin was probably my first real musical love. And that's mostly what made me realize, okay, this is what I need to do. I need to learn guitar so I can accompany myself and really start writing more seriously.
How did this single, You Light Me Up, how did that come about?
So I wrote it last summer, actually, and it was around the 4th of July. I was trying to write something that had, you know, thematically was in line with the 4th of July. Bright lights, you know, fireworks, that sort of feeling that you get, it's exciting. And I was writing that into being about my now husband. We got married a few months ago. then, you know, boyfriend. And just the way that certain relationships make you feel, it's when it's the real thing and it lights you up, even if that means sometimes it sparks a fight, you know, it's like that sort of intense, you know, very real, full, bright love.
When the track starts, it's very folky and then it kind of picks up a bit. And because when I first heard it, I was like, yeah, all right, it's not really my thing. And then everything comes in and it's a great track.
Thanks. Thank you.
Yeah.
I definitely, I don't know if you know or how you feel about Jason Isbell, but I really like his stuff. I like more than folk, honestly. I really like Americana sort of sound. And I love like pop sort of sound. And I wanted to bring that into this. And I'm glad you picked up on that. I think when it picks up, it becomes brighter. It becomes like lighter. And I wanted that. It goes with the lyrical theme, you know?
Yeah.
And I want to match musically. And I just like that sort of music more now, you know, like that sort of poppy feel.
Yeah. But it's got layers, hasn't it? It's more than just kind of right. Okay. The drums come in or whatever. There's a good structure to it, to the arrangement.
Thank you. Yeah. I really appreciate that. I worked on that with my producer, Mikhail Pivovarov. And I'm sorry, I might be mispronouncing his last name. Sorry, Mikhail. he's awesome. And he and I worked together and he like had all these musical ideas and then we would like hash them out together. It was so much fun. It was just like during this past year, especially for everyone, obviously, it's nice to have those bright spots.
Yeah. Kind of a dark
year for a lot of people.
Absolutely. So, so that leads me on to my next question, which is how was your lockdown?
Oh, God.
Or how is it? Because it's still kind of going on.
Yeah, it's definitely so much more normal now. But it was obviously hard for everyone. Luckily, thank goodness, you know, I'm okay. My family's okay. That's all that matters first and foremost. But, you know, it was a lot to adjust to. It did let me, I know a lot of musicians say this, it let me hunker down and really start writing again, start practicing again, So I'm very grateful that I got to put out a song this year. You know, I got to produce something creative and fulfilling. So for me, I'm going to count it as, you know, as a blessing for just for me. Just
yeah,
that I could make something good happen. I'm happy for.
Yeah. Oh, and it is. It's lovely. It's a nice piece of. I think you're right about it. It sums up that whole 4th of July and fireworks and you know, all of that sort of stuff. But I think it also in a way sums up kind of when you're close to somebody, that's all that matters.
Yes, absolutely.
And we've all realized that the importance of relationships during the last 18 months.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, that's such a nice way to sum it up. Thank you. I love that you saw that. That's great.
Yeah. Well, what's really nice about doing this podcast is that quite often what I do is I listen more intently to tracks because I'm going to have to talk about them. So I really immerse myself in them. Yeah, whereas otherwise I'm listening to radio where things come and go and, you know.
Right.
So that's really nice. Yeah. 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 Yeah, it really is. Now, the press release that I got hints at a new album. How is that progressing?
Yeah, so I have my EP that I put out a few years ago called Daughter. It was 6 songs. And honestly, I know most people now, it's much easier to put out single by single. So that's how I'm going to approach it. I'm going to keep putting out more singles. Ultimately, to culminate in an album because that's just a nice now kind of old school way to do it. But I like that. But I definitely am a little impatient too. So I'm happy to like put out as I can, like as I go, keep putting out singles, but yeah, it will culminate in a record at the end of it. I'm going to start working on the next one soon with Mikhail, same producer. Cause I love working with him. I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'll let you know about it for sure.
Yeah, please do. And where is the best place for people to listen to your music? I mean, can they get it on Bandcamp?
Absolutely. It's on kiravalella.bandcamp.com. It's also, you can find everything on kiravalella.hearnow.com. And that's H-E-A-R.
All right.
And I'll spell my name because it's, you know, a tricky one. It's K-I-R-A-V-E-L-E-L-L-A.
Right. Very good. Okay. And so I'll make sure that those links are in the show notes as well so that people can just click on it and hopefully go through. And because this is a lovely single. And I'm the other thing that I like about my doing this podcast is that I'm listening to music from different genres and none. So music that you can't necessarily pigeonhole.
Exactly.
And I think this definitely fits that.
Yeah, I think so too. I think genres are good for like, you know, when you try to discuss music because it's hard to without putting them into genres, but most music kind of falls like in between. You know, the line blurred, which is nice. It's freeing. So as a listener and a writer.
Absolutely.
I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Great. Thank you so much for talking to me. It's been really nice.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure, really. Made my whole morning. Thank you so much.
Excellent. Good. Thank you for joining me once more for Harmonious World. I have a lot of great artists lined up for future episodes. Please do rate and review wherever you get your podcasts. It really helps other people to find me. And I also appreciate you letting me know what artists you'd like me to interview. I have a long list of some great artists lined up for the next few weeks and months. Thank you once more for joining me, and I hope you have a good week. Something brave.
4th.
Thank you for listening to the latest episode of Harmonious World. My name is Hilary Seabrook, and it's a great delight to bring this series of discussions with musicians and composers and writers and all sorts of people to you. Obviously, there's no point in having a podcast if people aren't listening, and I'm very grateful to my listeners for doing so. Thanks also to Joe English for composing and performing this new theme tune. So wherever you get your podcast, you can leave a review. You can share this with your friends and family, either as a link or on social media and that sort of thing. I'd be really grateful for that. Don't forget that you can subscribe now. There's a link wherever you get your podcasts. So have a great week, and please remember why I started this, which is just to try and make the world a little more harmonious. Thanks for listening to Harmonious World.